The following is a presentation of the Town of North Hempstead's Project Independence and WCWP. Welcome to Project Independence and You.
Welcome to Senior Talk Radio at 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence in You, and I'm your guest host for today, Rebecca Miller. I'm filling in for John Ryan. John, our deepest condolences to you and your family on the loss of your mother. Today, we have our co-host is Hal Spielman. Hal is the author of Suddenly Solo, a no-nonsense book giving advice on navigating the single landscape as a mature.
For mature people.
Mature for mature people.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we'll try to be mature.
And we have our website, suddenlysolo.org, which is filled with interesting information and up-to-date reminders. And, of course, our radio show out of this same station, Suddenly Solo, Wednesday from 10 to 11 a.m. every week.
All right. Well, we'll be listening to that. Project Independence is the Aging in Place Initiative of the Town of North Hempstead. We provide programs and services designed to assist and support the older town residents who want to remain in their own homes as they age. Some of our services include transportation for food shopping and medical visits, help at home with minor home maintenance, nursing and social work services, fitness classes, community education, information and referral, and anything that's needed. And if we don't currently provide the service, we will try to connect you to that service.
And I have the impression the aging at home is a growing movement across the country. And I hear more and more about it as I travel. And I'm one myself.
Right.
Prefer to live in my own home. And more and more I hear of services that are aimed at helping people stay in their home, convert their home for safety reasons, but also to the whole learning experience of being able to be on your own successfully.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, in the town, you know, we started out very small as an
right.
Aging in Place Initiative in a small portion of New Hyde Park, and we eventually expanded townwide because, you know, everybody in all the different areas of the town, we had lots of people who are interested in aging
yeah.
in place in their own home. And that is, you know, definitely common now.
Yeah,
people want to age in their own home. If you want any further information on our services, you can always call 869-6311 or 311 if you live in the town. One of the other programs that Project Independence has is this weekly radio show that's heard every Friday morning from 10 a.m. to noon here on WCWP.org.
And it's live.
And it's live. And today's show promises to be a very special one. Our first guest is Scott Schober, who is CEO of Berkeley Veritronic Systems. We'll be talking to him about keeping personal information safe in our technology-driven society.
Oh, boy, is that an important topic.
Absolutely.
I mean, I've been, in the last 6 months, I've been, had my cards hit three times.
What cards?
My credit cards.
Your credit cards. Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
And I've had them in my pocket all the time.
Yeah.
And
so
yet, somehow.
It's the, you're purchasing stuff online there, Hal?
Occasionally, yes.
Okay. Got to be careful. So hopefully Scott will give us some information how to avoid getting hacked and getting our credit card numbers out there. Following Scott, we'll be talking to Beth E. Lilac. Beth is the Senior Director of Education and Community Affairs at the Holocaust and Memorial Tolerance Center of Nassau County. She's going to be talking to us about seniors and bullying. Then we're going to listen to some old-time radio, George Burns and Gracie Allen. Gracie takes up crime solving. This one originally aired March 6th, 1947. And then finally, we're going to wrap up with Christina Liu. And Christina is the Town of North Hempstead's Senior Citizen Program Development Specialist for the Department of Services for the Aging and also the producer of this radio show, and she does a fantastic job.
Absolutely fantastic.
So Christine and I will be chatting toward the end of the show. How you doing, Scott? You there? I'm all right. I can't hear him too well, but I can hear him. Scott, we're having some trouble hearing Scott. I think he hears us, so we're going to be working on that. One of the things that I'm going to ask Scott, and we'll be testing to see you there. Yeah, we're having a little trouble, but I know you can hear me, Scott. So this is something maybe you can think about, and then hopefully we'll be able to hear you here on this end. You know, we do a lot of encouraging seniors to use technology, Scott. We want them to use their computers. They're using it for health monitoring. There's a lot of different reasons why we kind of encourage seniors to use technology, their computers for emails, talking to their family members. Maybe on the West Coast, they can Skype, you know, tracking things, research, and all the things that everybody uses computers for. Where with this encouraging, we're also telling them on one hand, you know, enjoy, use, communicate, and then we're saying, but beware. Beware, because there are people out there that are hacking our systems and getting in there. Can you talk about the happy medium there or you know, the roles, how we can be as safe as we can be? Scott, I think we're having some technical difficulty with the radio right now. And I know I appreciate you hanging in there. We're going to try to work on that. We're going to try to work on that on that end. Again, we'll be talking about being safe on your computer and maybe how to avoid scams on the computer, how to be safe when you're using that. Hal, so in your experience, when your credit cards were hacked, how were you informed of that? How did you find out about that?
Well, fortunately, my credit card companies have a good idea of what my patterns are, and immediately alerted me to the first cracks. And it's usually people try them with some small purchases
right
before they go to the big ones. And so I've gotten email alerts as well as phone calls telling me that, you know, asking me, did you buy gasoline in California when they knew I was in Florida? So I've gotten my credit card companies, and it's been three different ones in the last 6 months, have all been able to alert me to it.
Okay.
Is Scott, you still there?
Yeah, Scott, that'd be great. You can go ahead and try to call back in. We're going to talk a little bit more about these situations. So your credit card company notified you first.
But I also do something that others might consider. If I'm traveling, I alert my credit card companies to where I'm going to be. Now, it's partly so that they won't shut it down if I'm in Europe or in South America. But it works both ways, to alert them and also for them to keep an eye on any purchases that are made outside of my travel patterns or my typical living arrangements in the U.S. So, and that's worked quite nicely.
Right. Well, okay. But we also, when you travel, telling your credit card company is fine, but we never, you know, let anybody know. We don't publicize that online. If you're on social media, you want to be very careful about letting people know where you're going, who's home, when you're working. You know, you don't want to kind of put that out there, because then you're, you know, then there are other crimes, unfortunately, that can occur. All right, we're going to try again.
Sure, you pick up your newspapers.
Right, exactly.
Leave them in the driveway,
exactly. Right? Yeah. And your mail.
And your mail.
And don't let things pile up. And we're going to check and see if we have Scott on the line again. Yeah, we're kind of having some more difficulty hearing him. I hear he's very quiet. So I don't think that's going to work. But
I don't hear him at all.
Maybe we'll try some more. And Hal and I can kind of continue talking about the experiences that we've had. So once the credit card company alerted you to these charges, Hal, what's the next step? What do you do then?
Immediately.
Okay.
As soon as I get the alert,
right.
To respond to them immediately, and then they will shut down that card and get me an alternate.
Okay.
And they usually can do that within a day.
Right, right.
But one of the things it also says is you want to have more than one credit card.
Yes.
So that you're not, if that one gets hacked, you're not stuck without a credit card.
Right, right.
But I've found now, as I say, within the last 6 months. However, I saw a demonstration on video just a short while ago how an electronic device was being used to read your credit card while it was in your wallet.
Oh, boy.
And I saw it actually done on this video. And it's because now the new cards have the electronic chip in them.
Right.
And they apparently have a device for reading the chip while they walk by you, basically,
right, right.
The way they did it. And that's pretty scary.
Right.
Now, what I've done, and I have no idea whether this works or not, I put a layer of aluminum foil in my wallet.
Hmm. Keeping it fresh or?
No, no. To keep, in effect, surrounding right. My credit card.
Okay.
And
is that recommended? Have you heard that is recommended?
I have no idea.
Okay.
I just decided to try it.
Okay.
And my cards have been hacked, but not
right.
Out of my wallet.
Right.
But using one of the multiple other, apparently, systems.
Right.
That
so
I've seen.
I think that point, too, is that, you know, there are people out there, these hackers, that seem to always be one step ahead
yeah.
of security in the next step. So we have to kind of be vigilant and
right.
As they seem to be kind of staying ahead. So any advice on staying safe, I'd follow. And, you know, we'll hopefully have Scott on at some point, and he can give us some more information on how to be safe.
Well, you know, Scott is in New Jersey, and they probably can't get the signal across
right.
the Hudson River.
Well, you know, he did provide some information that I think we'll focus on when we come back. Five things that you can do to ensure your information is safe.
I'd like to know about that. Absolutely.
Hal, I think you and I were talking a little bit about your login information, you know, right before we started changing your password. And, you know, I think you know, you change your password enough, it's hard for them to hack. I think the trick there is to remember your new password.
Got
to
write them down.
You know?
As soon as I put a password in, I immediately write it down,
and
because 2 minutes later I will have forgotten.
Right, exactly. Exactly. It's very important to remember that. You know, and I think that a lot of us tend to use the same password for different sites. We use passwords for our banking and for, you know, logging on to different portals for different agencies that we're looking up. So you're kind of using the same password. I know I'm guilty of it, but I have been more vigilant, changing it around, you know, adding some little symbols. But we are actually going to be taking a break right now. We've been talking. Well, we've had Scott Schober on hold trying to figure out how to get him in here. And we've got Hal Spielman, suddenly solo. Please stay tuned to 88.1 FM and WCWP.org, and we'll be right back.